Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
First, Fort Bragg, which has at long last been renamed Fort Liberty, an abstract concept which can never be subjected to evolving definitions of virtue and will forever stand as a testament to our collective power to expunge the names of those deemed unsuitable from our midst. Now, we know that some less well-indoctrinated members of the faith might well ask whether soldiers are at liberty to continue to call it Fort Bragg. Obviously not! We only endorse liberty insofar as it is used correctly. Likewise, soldiers are not at liberty to dead name or mispronoun the transgendered service members in their midst, nor are they at liberty to celebrate Pride Month at anything other than maximum enthusiasm. Moreover, they most certainly are not at liberty to drink any other form of alcohol than Bud Light, the most holy and blessed official adult beverage of Fort Liberty. And in order to reinforce the name change, anytime a movie refers to Fort Bragg, these soldiers of liberty are hereby ordered to stand up, insert fingers in both ears, and say na-na-na-na-na-na loudly in an organized, proficient military manner until the danger has passed. This, of course, is a temporary measure until all copies of First Blood, 12 Strong, Black Hawk Down, Predator, The Green Berets, A Bridge Too Far, The Longest Day, and Sergeant York can be found, edited, and safely re-released into the wild. Since this historic military base now identifies as Fort Liberty and has undergone appropriate title-affirming care to convert all placards, signs, and insignia to the correct name, any mention of Fort Bragg, even in the historical context of a former military installation, shall be prohibited under the dead-naming protocols of the Elders of Rainbowism 2021 edition. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, growing crops, eating meat, and throwing away food. As Special Presidential Climate Envoy John Kerry this week explained during a speech at Nor Shipping in Oslo, Norway, the planet simply cannot sustain a population of 10 billion, which it's expected to reach by 2050. But even now, making less food, eating less meat, and cleaning our plates are some of the more important things we can do to fight climate change, a global threat which Kerry explained during his speech on the anniversary of D-Day was even greater than the Nazi threat in World War II. He also noted that the courage of our soldiers on the beaches of Normandy is the kind of courage we require to reduce our carbon footprint today, thus using the historic date not to honor our brave soldiers of the past, but to make important and sweeping political claims of the present. In calling on us to storm the beaches of carbon pollution, Kerry noted that the greenhouse emissions created in producing food for today's 8 billion people, especially meat, and those caused when we discard excessive food, which rots and produces methane, is one of the greatest planet killers we must avoid. We, of course, agree with Envoy Kerry and call on farmers everywhere to make less food so there can be more starvation, which will result in fewer people to create carbon emissions. And just as those brave men were willing to lay down their lives for humanity so many years ago, many of us must be willing to lay down our lives in starvation to protect the planet today. Yes, if only those dastardly farmers would grow less food and help us depopulate the globe, perhaps we can save it for those who are fortunate enough to survive the great carbon purge of 2025. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And finally, we celebrate the good work being done by the University of California, Berkeley's African American Studies Department, which recently held its annual Black Graduation Ceremony, open only to racially black graduates of all majors, safely segregated away from the main graduation ceremony. This embrace of the separate but equal philosophy healthily reinforces the belief that diversity in the student body is intended not to produce unity or integration, but is instead meant to show all the different groups of humans that living together as one is an impossible task and that we can only pretend to be united until such time as we can retreat to the safely balkanized ghetto of people who are like us in immutable characteristics. Of course, Berkeley is not alone in this practice. Columbia University actually holds 6 different identity-restricted commencements, including Native Graduation Celebration, Lavender Graduation Celebration for LGBTQSIA+ students, Asian Graduation Celebration, First Generation and Low-Income Student Graduation Celebration, Latinx Graduation Celebration, and, of course, Black Graduation Celebration. Perhaps Berkeley can do better next year. Now, as of the time of this service, Berkeley has not yet started prohibiting interracial dating, interracial friendships, or interracial workspaces, but they are progressive enough to boldly proclaim that interracial graduations are not so good. Other improvements to follow. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, before we dismiss, a reminder that home groups will be starting up next month. If you would like to take the 23andMe DNA test to find out which extra small group you are genetically eligible for, see Janice Washington in Fellowship Hall after the service. The men's study group, How to Repent for Being Male, Even If You Still Identify as One, a 63-week series, will continue under the watchful supervision of Nancy Minglehaller's Sisters of Superiority. Men, please remember to not hold the door open for the sisters when entering the Chapel of Male Guilt, located just behind the rock garden of unintentional masculinity.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.